Derek James has been on a journey down and down to a hidden place which has served people for 150 years and continues to do so. Here's Neil with the history of an old reservoir.
Fancy a drink of water? We just put our glass under the tap and turn water on without a second thought. Running water in our homes is something we take for granted. We are lucky, very lucky. Just pause for a minute and think about those, often children, in other parts of the world who walk for miles every day to fetch water, often dirty water which can shorten their lives. This year, Anglian Water is celebrating the 150th anniversary since its historic underground reservoir in Norwich was officially opened and began supplying water to the city. It was built by Norwich Waterworks Company at the cost of between £6,000 and £7,000. The Sulzer Reservoir, named after John Sulzer, who was the chairman of the company and died soon after it was opened, is one of two underground Victorian treated water reservoirs opened in 1871 at Lakenham, which is still used by the water company today. Between them, they store 12 million litres of drinking water before it makes its way to customers' taps. This means it would take almost 3 years to fill one of them using a normal kitchen tap. Paul Naylor, Regional Supply Manager for Anglia Water, says the Sulzer Reservoir is one of the oldest and most unique storage facilities we have in our region. At 150 years young, it continues to play an important part of the water network in Norwich and ensures the supply of drinking water to our customers in the city and the surrounding areas, he said. More than 500 underground treated water reservoirs are used by Anglian Water across the east of England. Unlike the large surface water reservoirs like Alton and Rutland, which store river water before treatment, underground storage reservoirs hold fully treated, safe, clean drinking water and provide resilient storage at points across Anglian's 38,000 kilometres network of water pipeline. Anglian Water supplies drinking water to 4.3 million customers across the east of England and collects and treats used water from more than 6 million people. It is the largest geographical region of England and Wales. The company ethos is love every drop, because every drop is precious, and it believes it is everyone's responsibility to look after it. Anglian Water says it constantly discovering new ways to keep ahead of a changing world by planning for the future and exploring new ideas to meet customers' individual needs today and tomorrow.
Thank you, Neil. Certainly an interesting piece of history there.